when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? It's time for another Oompa Hour already. Yipes, yep, Tim's Oompa Hour coming at you once again. Like it does every week, bringing you great old-time music. Old-time oldies, we call it here in the Oompa Hour. Because all our records are old enough that they're coming off of records. That's why they're called records instead of compact discs and digital stuff. But it is worth mentioning, and I will because I'm thinking of it at the moment, and a lot of the songs you hear here on the Oompa Hour, even though we're playing them off the original phonograph records, are indeed available via various sources on CDs. They've been re-released on CDs, so you can get them if you want to. Not everything we play, but a lot of it. The more popular names, of course, are all available on compact discs now, and maybe even digital downloads. I don't know, but like if you were to stop at Polka Connection on the interwebs, they have a lot of the stuff we play, except they don't sell it on records anymore. But you could still get a lot of the songs, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. We need to get rolling with some music, though. We'll start out with the Ample Airs. Here's the Out of My Mind Polka.
Minęła ta chwila, że każda panienka jednego lubiła, że każda panienka jednego lubiła. U mężczyzn ty myśli, jak na drzewie liście, koło jednej siedzi, a o drugi myśli. Koło jednej siedzi, a o drugi myśli.
There you go, Ample Airs. Get us rolling here, the Out of My Mind Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records are all oldies, of course, because they are on records here on the Oompa Hour. And I want to remind you before I forget that you can always contact us here at the Oompa Hour via email. Very simple email address. It's oompahour@mail.com. Just that simple. So if you want to make a request for a tune or a band or whatever, feel free to give us a holler via the email. Also on Facebook, Oompa Hour. What is it? It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That's what it is. So if you want to track us down there, by all means, you can do that too. All right. Well, here's one of those standard records everybody knows, got the Beer Barrel Polka here. But not that often you hear it by the Janacek Polka Band. Here we go. ¶¶ was that like extra peppy to you? That was just a zippy rendition of the Bear Barrel Polka by the Janacek Polka Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We've got all the great old-time records for you like you remember from back in the day. Like this one. This one now we have is from the King of Nebraska Polka Days. And I know that because it says so right on the record here. Al Grebnik, King of Nebraska Polka Days, and I know that you should not argue with the king, all right? Here's the It Ain't So Polka. The King of Nebraska Polka Days and Al Grebnik and his orchestra. It Ain't So Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning great old-time records for you and using it as an excuse to not be out snowblowing today. Now, I don't know where you happen to be listening to the show at. You could be sitting someplace where it's 82 degrees and beautiful right now. But up here in northern Minnesota, we got some snow this week. We had temperatures down around 20 degrees below zero, which is normal up here. And for those of you listening in the area, you know what I'm talking about anyway. But we were supposed to get maybe 2 inches of snow yesterday, an inch overnight, and we got more like 6 or 7, and the snow plows came and smushed it all into your driveways and everything. So I really do need to get out and snow blow before the wife comes home from work. And so I'm stalling by doing the show right now. And then I'm going to go crank up the snowblower. It'll be the first time we've had the snowblower cranked up this year. So hopefully it'll start up all right and get some of this snow out of the driveway. See, I cheat because I have all-wheel drive, so I don't care if my driveway ever gets plowed. See, I have the back driveway that goes into the alley, and then there's another garage in the front of the house where the wife parks, and her car just goes whoosh out into the street, but she has a normal car. So I thought it might be nice if I get out there and snowblow it before she comes home from work today. So, and that's not going to happen if I don't get back to work getting these records played here. This is fun. Casey Sawirski, of course, legendary player. And on this record, it says he's Casey Fingers Sawirski. And that's funny to me because I played in an oldies rock and roll band for like 20 years, and I was Tim Fingers Edwards because I played the keyboards. We didn't call them keyboards back in the old rock and roll days. They were organs or pianos, and, you know, because we did the old rock and roll songs and stuff. So they didn't have keyboards like now with all those synthesizers and stuff. But anyway, I was the organ player in the band, and I was Tim Fingers Edwards. But we retired from doing that a few years ago. You know why? Mostly because the equipment is so darn heavy. Why does band equipment have to weigh that much? I mean, come on, people. Anyway, Casey Fingers Sawirski, here he is with the Jailhouse Polka. Casey Fingers Sawirski there with the Jailhouse Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I got caught just a smidgen off guard there because I'm working on getting another record ready to play, and it's not quite ready. We're going to hear from Eddie Blazonchik's Versatones next, but then we have played him before on the show, the Powder Puffs Orchestra. It's an all-girl polka band, and there are other all-girl polka bands. Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls come to mind, but I think the Powder Puffs Orchestra was the first all-girl polka band, and I got another record by them, and I'm cleaning it. I'm getting it all cleaned up because it's a well-worn and pretty beat-up record, so we're going to get to that in a little bit, but before that, let's do Eddie Blazonchik's Versatones. Here's another one of those standards that y'all know. Here's the clarinet polka. go. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones and their version. I couldn't decide if I wanted to say rendition or version. So a big mishmash came out. Clarinet Polka, anyway, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records every week like we do every week. That's why we say every week. I don't know. Some days I just don't make any sense. It's because I'm avoiding going out and blowing the snow, and I'm not concentrating. And I do have the Powder Puffs Orchestra coming up here, all-girl polka band, in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay them a visit should you find yourself in the area. We have talked about them for a while now. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have a concertina and accordion repair technician school, one of the only places in the world where you can learn to repair and maintain these instruments. I read an article last week. I should have saved that to talk about on the show. I read an article, and they're talking about the use of accordions in popular music today. And they had a list of artists with current hit songs that utilize accordions. And they were talking about how there are not enough accordion players to meet the demand right now. So if you have some hidden skills on the accordion and you thought you are old-fashioned and passé, you are wrong. Because you are hip and swinging and you are what they need right now. But anyway, World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin. A lot more than just accordions on display. And I'm looking at an article that was written about them a while back from the Midwest Travel Writers Association, where they won a Gemmy Award. You know, it's a gem of a place to go. And it says here that a World of Accordions Museum, which opened in 2004. Now, this says 1,700 accordions on display and chronicles the world history of the instrument. Music scholars from as far away as Austria have come to use the museum's archives. Some of the world's finest accordionists have performed at the Harrington Arts Center's 1,000-seat concert hall. The building also houses the nation's only technical college program for accordion and concertina repair. Check it out. Find out more at www.accordionworld.org on the interwebs. And if you find yourself heading into the Superior, Wisconsin area, you know, Duluth Superior, the Twin Ports, as we call it, a beautiful place to visit. You can go up the beautiful north shore of Lake Superior. It's a fabulous vacation spot. So if you're planning your vacations for the upcoming season, you might want to think about it and schedule in a visit to a World of Accordions Museum. They're in the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. All right, I promised you the Powder Puffs Orchestra, and I had to clean this record up pretty good. And I think that it's ready to play, and it's going to do the job for us. I found a few records from the Powder Puffs, actually. And here's We Like Kielbasa.
Ja bardzo lubię kiełbasę, taki bardzo smakuje. Syn na obiad lub na kolację, do kiełbasę gotuje. Syn na obiad lub na kolację, do kiełbasę gotuje. Jutra bardzo lubię kiełbasę, dostaję. Ona tak się z nimi pokochała, bo kiełbasę jej daje. Ona tak się z nimi pokochała, bo kiełbasę jej daje. We like kiełbasa, that's our dish. We like kiełbasa. Zawsze ma. Madlen bardzo lubi kiełbasę, lubi lepiej jak świeża. Ugotuje wtedy go, przesmaży, ale smaczne kiełbasa. ugotuję wtedy go, przesmażę, ale smacznie kiełbasa. We like kiełbasa, that's our dish. We like kiełbasa better than fish. We like kiełbasa, that's our dish. We like kiełbasa better than fish.
There you go, the Powder Puffs Orchestra, and we like kielbasa here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week we get together and sit down in front of the record player and just play a bunch of these great old-time records. And next on the turntable here, it's Erwin Seuss and the Hooleri Dutchman with the Baby Doll Polka. Erwin, I always want to say Edwin, and I know that's wrong. Erwin Seuss there, Hooleri Dutchman, Baby Doll Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, and plenty of more records to be spinning for you today before I have to go out and snowblow. Oh, yuck. Let's do the Jimmy Sturr Band, shall we? Here's the Give Me Back Polka.
Old days when polkas were so great, when people liked to sing and dance, you never heard of hate. It didn't matter who they were or what style they did play. People came from miles around just to hear them play. You knew there'd be a crowd. It didn't matter where it was, they came from all around. If Solik or Ray Henry came to your hometown, or Stashin, Yash, or Bernie White, there'll always be a crowd. memories of all those good old days when polka music was loved by all, no matter how they played. It didn't matter who they were or what style they did play. They were loved by all the fans, those good old polka days.
Give me back those great old polka days. I'm telling you, Jimmy Sturr and the band, those good old polka days are still right here at Tim's Oompa Hour every week, all over the world, on the internet, on radio stations, and streaming and webcasts and podcasts and all kinds of casts. We play all the great old-time polka music right here on the Oompa Hour each and every week. And speaking of great old-time polka music, kind of an obscure record here anyway, at least an obscure record label. For Mr. Yankovic, anyway, Frankie Yankovic, that is. And, of course, we're doing the show up here in northern Minnesota. We're not all that far from Ely, Minnesota, actually. I thought it'd be appropriate to do the Ely Polka. Here's Frankie. There you go, says Frankie Yankovic and the Ely Polka, right there on the record. That's kind of like a classy cotillion kind of polka, you know. As long as we're going for the unusual here, a record I totally, absolutely, positively do not recall ever playing, which really means nothing because, well, I don't remember most of the records I play. But I have Buddy Koloski on a record here, and he's doing Jim Dandy. So let's check it out here on the Oompa Hour. Thank you. All right, there we go. That's called Jim Dandy. That is Jim Koloski here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I suppose if your name is Jim and you're a leader of the band, you can call a song Jim Dandy if you want to. Who's going to argue with you? No, actually, it's Buddy. Buddy Koloski doing Jim Dandy. See how I'm getting confused today? I don't know if I need more lunch or what the heck is going on here. But all I know is in about 20 minutes, you'll be sitting there in your nice warm house, basking in the glow of the just-completed Oompa Hour, and I'll be outside in the driveway, snow-blowing the snow out of there. And so you're going to be in a lot better shape than I am. I have a million records by Stardust. And they're a group from Minnesota, and they put out a heck of a lot of records. They're from, like, Oakley and Train, Minnesota, up around that area. They made a lot of records on their own record company. The group is Stardust, and the record company is Stardust Records. And I thought we'll just turn them loose and do the Just Because Polka, huh? Go with Stardust and Just Because here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. If you live in Minnesota, Wisconsin, North, South Dakota, anywhere around this part of the country, you see Stardust Records like every place. They made lots of them. They're all really good records, but they're all over the place. It's amazing. Now, you know, on the show, every week, if you've been a listener in the past, you know we always try to include a waltz in every show. And we're already three-quarters of the way through this week's show, and I have not got around to a waltz yet. And I thought, well, it was high time to do that, so let's, shall we? Slow it down a little bit there, a little dancing in the living room or whatever. With Gene Strachek's Jolly Checks, here's the Lumberjack Waltz. Thank you. I got a little waltzing for you there, the Lumberjack Waltz. Gene Strychek's Jolly Checks here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're going to jam a few more records into the show yet this week. I just got a phone call from my son, who announced that he needs a fuel pump for his Corvair. Yes, we are weird people in this family. My son actually drives a 1964 Corvair in his regular car, and when we're not driving it for regular stuff, we actually race it. And that's a whole other story that we do not have time for on this program. But now I'm going to have to snowblow and then go find a fuel pump for a Corvair. So I got a busy day lined up. I say we play a record totally just for the fun of it. It is a polka. It's by G is the name of the group here. G, like G-E-E. Accompanied by Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra and chorus. And I love saying Hugo Winterhalter. That is such a great name. Here's the Saddle Shoe Polka.
Everybody's going to the prom tonight. Cheer up, the Saddle Shoe Polka. Honey, be my partner and I'll hold you tight. Cheer up. We'll be playing records and we'll have a ball. And Rock, the Raptor's gonna wow. Pick you up at 8 for a poker date with our own school crowd. Now there'll be Stevie and Evie and Wally and Molly, Cindy, Melinda and Marie. There'll be Betty and Eddie. You know they're going steady. And that's a good idea for you and me. Pop for free. There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine. Like our dancing feet, our two hearts will beat in happy polka time. Red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine. Like our dancing feet, our two hearts will be in happy polka time. Happy polka time.
There you have it. It says right on the record that's G. I don't. Is that like the guy's name? I don't know. I've always loved that record, though. But it's G with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra and chorus, the Saddle Shoe Polka. It would only make sense to follow that up with the Sue Shoe. I can't even talk now. The Shoe Shine Polka. Here are the Dynastics.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, before that important message, and it was, you heard the Shoeshine Polka by the Dynastics. See, I managed to get the word shoeshine out today. Man, that's terrible. I can't even say that. And I am a professional radio announcer. All right, back to it here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, just about ready to wrap up the show here. Fortunately, we found the Al Denny Orchestra just laying around here on the record player, and they're ready to do the Polish Sweetheart Polka. I know I really don't have time, but I'm going to jam one more record in here. Just because I had another record ready for the show, we're going to fit it in here. I don't care if we have to squish it in here. Marion Lush and his musical stars. Here's the Happy Bachelor Polka.
Chłopiec młody, mam dużo urody, mam dużo urody. Lewa przelicznego i dziewczyny młody, lewa przelicznego i dziewczyny młody. Płynie wedle się z nią, pomyślałem sobie. Pomyślałem sobie, ten co się łazeli, to ma dziury w głowie. Ten co się łazeli, to ma dziury w głowie. Oj, nie będę się żenił, nie będę się śpieszył. Nie będę się śpieszył. Będę się zalecał, będę parę cieszył. Będę się zalecał, będę parę cieszył. Hej! We'll be right back.
Vadele mi słowkami, vadele mi słowkami. Będę pana nie cieszą całymi nocami, będę pana nie cieszą całymi nocami. Oj słowiczek, słowiczek, pięknie wyśpiewuj, pięknie wyśpiewuj. Doktor Rysa ja te każda obiecuje, doktor Rysa ja te każda obiecuje. Hej!
It's always a good show when you can sneak in a classic Marion Lush record before things are over for the week. That is going to do it for the Oompa Hour this week. By gosh and by golly, but we'll be back to it all over again next week. There's a lot of records need to be played yet. There's more in the attic. We haven't even got them out of the boxes yet, if you can believe that.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend board. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. And until next week, when we're back to do it all over again, stay happy, everybody!